completely eliminate the use of styrofoam cups at all of their businesses. So those are already in place. There's no styrofoam cups being used anymore, which is the equivalent of 3 billion styrofoam cups a year.
Hello, and welcome back to The Food Fix, the show where I talk to lots of different folks about innovative ways to better feed the world. I'm Anna Leonis, your host, and today we're talking about one of the most recognizable names in food, McDonald's. Now, I will not be touching on the nutrition side of their products today, though there's a lot to be said about that, but this week we actually have a food-adjacent topic of packaging and cutlery. So I got to talk with Kelly McBee from As You Sow, a nonprofit working in shareholder advocacy trying to solve our plastic predicament.
I am Kelly McBee, and I am our circular economy senior coordinator at As You Sow. So I help lead our initiatives around resource use and resource disposal, if you will, thinking about the end of life of products and packaging, specifically plastic packaging and the use and production of plastic.
What is As You Sow?
Yeah, we play a unique role at As You Sow. We are a nonprofit that represents shareholders, and we engage publicly traded companies on material risks that our holdings face. So anything that has to do with projected financial risks, essentially, or regulatory risks. And we engage companies on these issues while talking to them about improving their environmental and social responsibility.
So basically, you're just keeping a bunch of companies in check.
I like that. Yeah.
A little slap on the wrist. Don't go over your emissions.
You know, it's really important to us to be working with these companies because as shareholder representatives, we are interested in the longevity of our holdings and wanting these companies to be successful and be leaders in these spaces. And we really believe that in order to do that, companies have to change business as usual. They can't be thinking about just a traditional idea of capitalism, but they really need to be transitioning into more of a stakeholder capitalism approach where people and planet play as equal importance as profit. And a number of the companies that we're working with are beginning to embrace this as well.
And I'd like to talk a little bit about you and how did you get involved with As You Sow?
Yeah, so I began my career working as a lobbyist here in Sacramento, California. I worked for a couple of different nonprofits, environmental nonprofits, and most recently I was working for a group called Californians Against Waste, and we were spearheading a lot of legislation at the California level to try to mitigate plastic pollution. And it was through that work that I became particularly impassioned by this issue and was familiar with As You Sow and the work that they were doing. And when this position opened, I was really keen to come on board because I think that, you know, corporations are just made up of people, and they're people that are trying to do right by the company, these large institutions for change. I like that approach.
One of the companies As You Sow works with is, you guessed it, the colossal corporation McDonald's. Now, when you think of McDonald's, dear listener, I'm sure there are no visions of sustainability dancing in your head, which is unfortunate because this global giant serves over 69 million people daily. Now take a moment to think about the trash and food waste this could produce. But As You Sow, along with their collaborating shareholders, recently made great strides in getting Mickey D's to not only admit to the problem, but start heading toward solutions. Let's hear about it.
I would love to tell this story because it's one that I'm excited about. So we have been engaging with McDonald's for a little over a decade on their packaging, different aspects of packaging from different types of materials that they're using to supporting recycling of their packaging at its end of life. And in recent years, we've been engaging McDonald's on reducing overall plastic use. And we filed a shareholder resolution with McDonald's last year, 2022. And we received about a 42% vote on that resolution. And so a shareholder resolution, for any who are unfamiliar, is an opportunity for a shareholder of a publicly traded company to bring an issue to the attention of other shareholders of that company and present it to the board and say, we think this is of material importance. And it's a time for shareholders to really express their voice.
How big does the shareholder have to be within the company? Does it have to be like a certain percentage for them to be able to actually come and present this?
That's a really great question. It depends on the amount of shares that someone holds. And it depends on the length of time that those shares have been held. So if someone were to say buy stock in a company just this year, and then you wanted to bring a shareholder resolution forward, the following year, you would need to have a much greater percentage of the company in order to be this kind of like immediate voice versus a shareholder that has held that stock for quite a bit of time. They can hold a lower amount.
So does As You Sow hold these significant shares?
Actually, it's important to note that As You Sow ourselves do not hold most of the shares that we leverage. We receive formal authorization from other shareholders to represent their holdings. And that is a process, a very technical process that we have a brilliant team that helps us with internally through the Securities and Exchange Commission.
After that logistical digression, let's get back to the story about McDonald's.
So a year ago, we had this very substantial vote at McDonald's, nearly 42% of shareholders, which is very significant for a shareholder vote. Expressed support for the company evaluating opportunities to reduce plastic use. And the company, in our dialogue with them afterwards, said, you know, we recognize this vote, but we think that we're doing all we can, and we don't intend to take any action based on this. And so we heard that, and we felt that the company did need to do more, especially on reusables. The company has piloted some reusable packages, but they hadn't made any commitment to figure out how this could be done in a long-term way, in a permanent way, besides just a trial. So we filed again.
If at first you don't succeed, file again.
And we were able to withdraw the resolution, which means that it does not go to a vote of the shareholders because we reached an agreement with the company. And in exchange for us withdrawing the resolution, the company has agreed to produce this report with certain elements, including an evaluation of how reusables can reduce plastic pollution.
So this isn't the first time McDonald's has done its research in the plastic pollution sector. A few weeks ago, a report financed by McDonald's came out stating switching to reusable silverware isn't the best option sustainably. They cited reusable materials that need to be made, water consumption to wash them, and the food safety risk. This was all in light of legislation pending in Europe, but already in place in France and Germany, where informal dine-in restaurants are required to use reusable packaging and cutlery. So, McDonald's is already actively working with reusable packaging, and this report will hopefully just reinforce moving those practices overseas. But let's hear a little bit more about the findings.
The report reads very clearly that the European Union should change this proposed directive so that 100% dining across all sectors is no longer included. And in the report, it says, you know, a more nuanced, maybe sector by sector or business type by business type approach may be more beneficial, and they need to be looking at it in that way, but it doesn't really propose solutions. So thinking about what this new report that McDonald's will be doing, what we hope to have in it, instead of this conversation that the European report had about will reusables work or will they not, I want this report to shift the conversation to how will reusables work. So what are the specific things that have to be in place? How many times does a certain type of reusable packaging need to be reused in order for it to be environmentally beneficial? Are there certain markets where we should introduce this first? Do we have appropriate washing infrastructure? What are the steps that we would need to take to get there? Can we partner with other quick service restaurants to share infrastructure for washing and cleaning? I hope that McDonald's can be a leader in this space of reusable packaging. And that wasn't demonstrated to me by this first report in Europe. So I'm hoping this next one is more constructive.
Is that why you chose McDonald's, you and your shareholders?
We have actually filed the same resolution this year with Yum Brands, which owns Taco Bell and KFC and Pizza Hut, among others.
Okay.
As well as RBI, Restaurant Brands International, which owns Burger King, as well as others. And we have had a constructive dialogue with those companies for many years as well, just about as long as McDonald's. Really, I think McDonald's was able to say that they would produce this report because they have recently produced this one in Europe. So they were a bit ahead of the other companies. So those other two resolutions will be going to a vote this spring, and we'll see what comes of those.
All right. Good luck. Good, best of luck with that. Do you think that the McDonald's report will have any influence on the companies?
Certainly. It would be hard for it not to. McDonald's is a behemoth in the space, and they have piloted a lot of other technologies and a lot of other actions that other companies have followed suit.
So Food Fixers, there's this thing called Breaking the Plastic Wave, and it's a report done by Pew Charitable Trusts and Systemic. And it's a comprehensive catalog of the current production and pollution of plastic in the world. The report states that without any current action, our plastic pollution will triple to 29 million metric tons entering the oceans by 2040. That is a terrifying number, and another reason to light a fire under Ronald McDonald to get some change rolling, and not the kind that comes from the register. So let's hear about how Breaking the Plastic Wave influences As You Sow.
This report influences all of the work that we do at As You Sow. We see this report as groundbreaking research and solutions while having authors from every aspect of the plastic life cycle and from all geographies. So really looking at a global and holistic approach to solutions. And we cite these findings in every engagement that we have with every company.
Okay, I know you may be wondering where the food is in all of this. The show is called The Food Fix, after all. So is McDonald's considering food waste in their report?
From my understanding, they are. So a majority of McDonald's packaging is already fiber-based.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that McDonald's has been considering the linings of their fiber-based packaging and their cups in order to make these ideally compostable, so that when they contain food waste, that food waste is able to come back into something and not just into landfill creating methane. One of my dreams for a future, however many years away, would be that most restaurants, quick service restaurants, coffee shops were using similar packaging or the same packaging, and you could just drop it off at different locations. Like maybe you go to McDonald's in the morning and you take your reusable with you. And, you know, then you go to Starbucks the next day to get a coffee, you could drop off your McDonald's reusable package and it could be cleaned and washed and reused. It would take a lot of logistics, but I think it's possible.
I'd like to talk a little bit about other initiatives that you've supported, maybe something that you're really passionate about that you've seen come to fruition.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about all of our work, but some that I'm particularly stoked on. I'll keep on the reusables train and talk about some work we got to do with Coca-Cola and Pepsi just last year and the year before. We have been engaging these companies for years, and both companies just in the last year and a half have announced new reusable packaging goals. So these will either be through their fountain beverage services at different locations or through actual deposit refill programs, typically in markets other than the US. And that is just so exciting.
Why is it always other than the US?
Different mm-hmm. infrastructures, at least for now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll definitely try to keep my eyes peeled. Maybe if I'm in Europe or something.
Yeah, that's big in Europe. It's big in Latin America as well. And then I will highlight too, while we're on the subject of McDonald's, we worked with McDonald's and Yum Brands and Dunkin' Donuts to completely eliminate the use of styrofoam cups at all of their businesses. So those are already in place. There's no styrofoam cups being used anymore, which is the equivalent of 3 billion styrofoam cups a year that aren't produced or used. Hopefully they're not produced.
Wow.
I would imagine not.
That's awesome. That's such a great number to be able to say.
Yeah.
When will people be able to see the McDonald's report?
Yeah, McDonald's has shared that this report should come out in Q2 of 2024, so April to May. Sorry, April to June.
In about a year. So.
In about a year.
Is there anything else that you feel is important to share?
Just thank you for having me. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about this.
No, thank you for being here.
Well, food fixers, now we wait. Hopefully something good comes from this McDonald's study. Maybe they'll find reusable packaging in store is the best way to go, or maybe a new solution will come about, one not previously considered. Either way, it's nice to know actions are being taken and companies have these issues on their radar. Thanks for sticking with me through this episode. I know it's not the typical food fix, but from growing to consuming to packaging, food systems impact so much of our lives. It's important to pay attention. Thank you so much to Kelly for talking to me, and As You Sow for taking charge and making change from the inside out. Thank you to the Freezer Bees for this show's theme song, and thank you to the Knight Center for paying me to talk about things that matter. I hope you all have a wonderful spring. I will catch you next time. I've been your host, Anna Leonis.